As the host of The Sound Podcast, Ira Haberman listens to a lot of music. Too much music. But now, he wants to share the best of what he's listening to with you. Here are seven things you should be listening to on The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
To my mouth, you know it sure does sound like Carolina, North and South. Don't care where it comes from or how it came to be, Kakalaki always means home sweet home to me. Kakalaki, nothing's finer if you ask me. Kakalaki, got it all, nothing lacking. Kakalaki, don't stay away by cracky, come see what's going on in Kakalaki. Cluck old hen, and how that hen ain't cackled since the good Lord knows when. Chicken's got a beak and rooster's got a comb. You know the greatest cackle is my Kakalaki home. Kakalaki, nothing's finer if you ask me. Kakalaki, got it all and nothing lacking. Kakalaki, don't stay away by cracky, come see what's going on in Kakalaki. Kakalaki, don't stay away by cracky, come see what's going on in Kakalaki. Come see what's going on in Kakalaki. Kakalaki.
You've been listening to Jim Lauderdale and Kakalaki. In case you're wondering, Kakalaki is a short form term for North Carolina, or so the interwebs say. Jim's new record, When Carolina Comes Home Again, featuring many celebrated North Carolinian artists, comes out March 27th and includes a co-written song with Robert Hunter. We are endeavoring to get Mr. Lauderdale on the show soon to talk about the new album and explore more of the North Carolina sound. Circles Around the Sun have released a new single from their self-titled third record due out March 13th, and it's a banger. Here is Money Is No Option. Money Is No Option from Circles Around the Sun. Sorry, I for one can't get enough of their throwback sound, all the electric pianos and doodads, groovy bass lines, and hot licks. I'm so excited to hear the album in its entirety because if the first three singles are any indication, this is going to be a superb album, one that I will be spinning a lot. Our friends in Animal Liberation Orchestra are set to hit the tour button with an extensive West Coast tour. Last week, they released their second volume in their Creatures EP series digitally. Fisheye Lens is one of the songs in that collection, and I dig it a lot, and so will you.
Shaped like a heart.
So chill, so fun, and so many good things like harmonies, electric piano and real piano, soaring guitar solos, and a catchy hook. That was Fish Eye Lens from ALO. Check out alomusic.com for details on their tour and to see where you can listen to Creatures Volume 2, Weave. The hype behind the release of the debut live album for Green Life Rustlers continues to grow. We told you about them in our inaugural episode of 7 Things You Should Be Listening To, and the singles keep on coming. Fronted by Chris Robinson, this Northern California all-star band have released another single from their highly anticipated release from Within Marin, this time a Rolling Stones cover.
Never in my sweet.
No Expectations, penned and performed originally by the Rolling Stones on Beggar's Banquet, and now covered, fittingly I would suggest, by Chris Robinson and the Greenleaf Rustlers. Long before the proliferation of bands in the jam band scene today, and the extensive and expansive music that's come out in the last 25 years, John O'Manson was the man in New York and the godfather of the burgeoning bar scene at Nightingale's that kickstarted the careers of Blues Traveler, the Spin Doctors, and Joan Osborne. He will be releasing his 10th solo album in April, but has already provided us with a hint of songwriting prowess for this new collection that will feature Joan Osborne, Eric Shankman of the Spin Doctors, and the dude playing lead guitar on this track. Here is Silver Moon.
There's a silver moon floating in a pale blue sky. When I look up, I wonder why she hangs around in the morning light when she'll need to shine through the dark of night. And as the golden sun illuminates the great divide, she will slip away slowly right before our eyes. And if she disappears into the air, it doesn't mean that she's not still there. Of gravity, she pulls the tides in ways we cannot see, like departed souls who may show their face at unlikely times in a surprising place. So if you're looking at
John O'Manson and Silver Moon featuring Warren Haynes, of course it was Warren, on guitar. This man is nothing less than a roots music icon and indeed is what spawned so much of the great music in the late 80s and 90s that has led to the jam band renaissance of today. Awesome stuff. Oh, and Mr. Haynes, he's pretty cool too. So one of the bands that I can't exactly place is Krungbin. I've been listening to their material for a long time and thoroughly enjoyed their performance at Lock-In that included a few tunes with Trey Anastasio. Why I can't place them, though, is probably why I like them so much. They have a unique but definitive throwback sound that is equal parts spacey as it is crunchy and psychedelic. What I can tell you is that Texas Sun, featuring Leon Bridges, is an absolute masterpiece. Have a listen. Texas Sun from Krungbin, featuring Leon Bridges on vocals. Later this week, you'll be able to hear more from this Texas music pairing with the release of the entire Texas Sun EP. Giddy up! Before we leave you, here's a little life lesson courtesy of Leslie Mendelson and her new album due out April 17th. As you'll soon hear, she's expanded her sound considerably. Have a listen to If You Can't Say Anything Nice, Don't Say Anything At All, and we'll catch you next time.
You've been listening to 7 Things You Should Be Listening To on the Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman. Technical production from Andrea Ruse and Adam Karsh. Share your thoughts with us by tweeting at Ira Haberman or at the Sound Media. Thank you for listening.